Tuesday the 29th of July, coffee pot tamils, lovely musha, bunyan kraus, plastic cups for Kiddush.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
The theme this morning, as advertised, is plastic cups for Kiddush. That doesn't exclude polystyrene cups. I'll use it as my prop today. The question is, before we get to Kiddush, we first have to know a couple of other inyonim, what the halach is about these cups, and from there we can work to Kiddush and perhaps to Tilis Yadayim, and perhaps to other halachas as well. Now, if we look around in the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rambam, we won't find anything mentioned about polystyrene cups, obviously. But the nearest we can get is a Rambam in Hilchos Kelim. And the point here to discuss is, what's the point? Why should we have any doubt about a keli, like a polystyrene or plastic cup? What is the room for debate? The question here is whether a keli which you intend disposing of as soon as you finish with, whether such a keli in the eyes of the Torah is considered a choshev keli. Is it a keli which the Torah classes as a keli? Because not everything we would call a keli is called a keli. You have a keli with a hole inside, we'll come to that soon, it might not be classed as a keli. A keli is something which is usable, not just a vessel, a utensil, something which is usable, which has a use. Now, this has a use. A polystyrene cup has a very good use. We need our coffee in the morning from the polystyrene cup. We wouldn't manage without it. But the point is, since we discard it as soon as we're finished, it might be it's not classed as a keli. We'll come back to the practical application of it later. Let's go to the Rambam, because that seems to be the earliest makor we can find for this inyan. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Kelim, Perek Hei Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam, Choytel Shel Hutzin Shemanichim Bei Horoites, which means a basket, Shel Hutzin, made out of reeds, Shemanichim Bei Horoites. Horoites, as the Kesef Mishnah explains, is tamarim, dates. You put your dates in, and you take them off the tree, and they're not yet completely ripe. So you leave them in these baskets in order that it should to finish off ripening. If it's usable to put in, take out from it, it's makabel tumah. If the only way to use it is by tearing it open, oh, that's what negeh us now. If the person intended using the keli for containing the roite, the dates, but as soon as he has finished using the dates, he's going to dispose of this keli, tohoi, it is tohoi, it is not mekabel tumah. The question is, why is it not mekabel tumah? This is a perfectly good keli. It could be used a second time, but you have decided that I'm going to just use it as a one-off. And when I finish with it, I'm going to throw it away. Says the Rambam, it's tohoi. Why is it tohoi? We see from this Rambam that to be classed halachically in the eyes of the Torah, to be classed as a keli, it has to be something which is going to have an ongoing hishtamshus, a constant use. Something which is just a one-off is not classed as a keli. It's not called a usable item. It's not an item which is used. Using once is not called being used. The chain, says the Rambam further, hakerem, a horn. You take a horn or an animal, shumishtamish ba umashlicha enim kabel estumah. Instead of blowing shofar with it, he decided he's going to drink from it. Mishtamish ba umashlicha ba. He uses it and throws it away. Enim kabel estumah. It's not mekabel tumah. Finishes the Rambam. If he had chashava on it, it is mekabel tumah. Meaning, if he intended using it for an ongoing usage, it will be mekabel tumah. So all depends on his machshava. So we have two examples in the Rambam of cases where a person is using it as a one-off and it's not mekabel tumah. One case is a basket to hold his date, and the other case is a horn. A horn which is not usually used for drinking from, and he decides he's going to use it and drink from it and throw it away when it's finished. It's not mekabel tumah. So l'chayra, from this Rambam we see that a disposable item is not mekabel tumah. What's the difference between a horn which you throw away when you finish using, or a basket of dates which you intend throwing away when you finish using, to a polystyrene cup? You use it once, you throw it away. So if it asks the Rambam, is a polystyrene cup makabel tumah, I think it's clear the answer would be it is not makabel tumah. I have seen amongst the Achrayim who want to say that you can't bring right from the Rambam to disposable cups. Well, I'm going with the line of thought of Dayan Weiss, Michas Yitzchak, in Chelik Yud, and he is quite sure about it, that we can connect this Rambam with this halacha, with this case, and we would say it's not Makabel Tumah. But I do want to mention the svara of those who argue. It's a Tzitz Eliezer, Eliezer Valkenberg. Tzitz Eliezer brings down Dayan Weiss, and he says you can't bring right from this Rambam, but I must say I don't understand what he says. What he says actually is as follows. He says, the case of a horn, he says you can make a lomdush achilik between a horn which you use for drinking and a cup. And if a horn is not meant for drinking, what's a horn there for? It's meant for blowing, for other types of usages. It's certainly not meant for drinking from. So if you decide to use a horn on an ongoing basis, okay, it becomes a keli. If you decide to use it on the one-off, it doesn't become a keli. Mash ink in a cup, which is there for drinking. You look at the cup, you ask anybody, what's the cup there for? It's used for drinking. So it could be, Itainis, it's very misunderstood that such a keli is a keli. If I take a horn, which is not used for drinking generally, and I decide I want to use it, so there we'll say it's not a keli, just if I use it just for the one-off. Shaking a cup, which the shape of the cup, the size of the cup, the way it's made, the manufacturer, the factory, everybody would tell you, and it's an obvious, obvious to everybody, it's for drinking, it's a keli. However, what I don't understand is why he doesn't bring the beginning of the Rambam, the case of the basket. The Rambam doesn't even mention it at all. The Rambam's telling us a basket, which everybody knows is used for holding your tamarim, holding the dates in. So the Rambam very clearly, if you intend throwing it away, when you finish using it, it's not makabel tumah. So it's very, I don't understand why he doesn't bring the beginning of the Rambam. I did see just before Shabbos another sefer who brings the beginning of the Rambam and wants to say you can differentiate between the case of a basket to the case of a cup in a different way. You want to say a basket is something which is not used for drinking from or eating from, it's just used for holding things. That's less choshu. When you use for holding things, it's less choshu. Mashiach, something which is used for actually drinking from and consuming from, that's more choshu. But on Izdati, with these svaras, I mean, there's no makor for these svaras, and to say that this case is different because of that reason, this case is different because of that reason. The common denominator, Tzadah Shavah Shabishneh, we have two cases mentioned I'm very clearly, and the Tzadah Shavah seems to be, the common factor is that it's disposable, it's not makabel tumah. So therefore, I think we can go quite safely with the line of thought of Dayan Weiss and say that this is not makabel tumah. Okay, so having come to that conclusion, let's work from there to present day Halacha Lamaisa. Tumah v'tahara, unfortunately nowadays, is hardly negeya. Maybe by our mikdash, we'll have to know all these halachas. But at the moment, what's negeya to us is when it's called a keli for other dinim. So, let's discuss kiddush. Can you use this for kiddush? Now, so there's a tshuva in Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, a very short tshuva in Eruv Chaim Chelek Gimel. They asked him this question, which is very negeya. Very negeya, you go to a kiddush and there's no proper bech, you've got to bring it along. It happens the whole time. You make a simcha, you remember everything except for the becha, the bochrim in yeshiva, then the other yeshiva gave to yeshiva, there are no proper kelim, it's all disposable. Nowadays we live in a disposable age. So this thing is very negeya. Can you use a disposable cup for kiddush? So last time, I asked Moshe Feinstein, and he says he's got completely new reasoning. He doesn't discuss the point of Kabbalah at all. He doesn't discuss whether it's a keli, bring in this Rambam at all. He's got a different point completely. What he says is, he says, Chatzchili shouldn't use it. He shouldn't use it because of a different reason. There's a halacha in Hilchas Kiddush. It's actually in Hilchas in Chelet Beis, which is a halacha of Kosher Brocha. I think it's a Makuf Pei Gimel. But it's negated to Kiddush as well, negated to every Kosher Brocha. That a Kosher Brocha needs a few conditions. In order to be kosher, a kosher bracha, a kiddush cup, there's a few conditions. It may not be broken, you may not have kos pogo, means you've drunk from the wine, various halachas. And what does this mean, kos sholim? A broken, a kos has to be sholim, has to be complete. So the Magen Avraham says, even if the kite itself is shalim, no chip in it, there's no chip in it, no hole in it, nothing, but it had a base, and the base was snapped off in a way that it looks it doesn't look the way it should be. You wouldn't sell it as a second hand item with this broken base. It's a broken base, it doesn't look good, it wobbles a bit, it's nishba besitoi, the base is broken, that already should not be used for kosher bracha. It is a keli, halachically it's a keli, it's mekabel tuma. But nevertheless, for kosher bracha, to use it for kiddush, or to use it for benching, for anything like that, where there's a special chashivas that a kohen needs, it needs not allowed to be pogum, be drunk from, it's not allowed to be, it's got not allowed to be broken in any way. So that is a psul lechatchila in kosher bracha. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, he said, I believe that a cup, which is disposable, a disposable cup, is also not choshu. And where we need a special chashivas, like kosher bracha, kosher kiddush, a disposable cup is not choshu to be called a kosher shalim. It's equivalent in chashivas to a broken cup. So Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't bring in this Rambam at all. He brings in a new svar. But this din of kosher shalim, this din of Moshe discusses, is only a lechatchila. If you haven't got, mashal, you've not, only got wine which is pogum, which has already been drunk from, you can use it with the ebed, nothing else to use. Or Rav Moshe Feinstein's reasoning of not being a kosher shalim because it's disposable, therefore it's not choshev, it's also only a svara lechatchila. But we are arguing that you could say it's possible even with the ebed, because something which is not a keli is not a keli. You can't put wine in your hand and make kiddush. There's a halach, you need to put it in a keli. So we are suggesting it's possible even with the ebed. And this time the Dayan Vaisa Mechaz Yitzchok, the same tshuva, time is on Rav Moshe Feinstein, bring down the tshuva, and he says, why are you bringing in a concept of sholem, which is a lechatchila, with kosher bracha? Discuss whether it's a keli at all. And he quotes this Rambam and says it's not a keli. We just discussed from the Rambam, it's not a keli for Tumah V'Tahara. So therefore, says Dayan Vaisa, it's also not a keli when it comes to kiddush. How about for Natilis Yadayim? What's the din legabe Natilis Yadayim? What type of keli do you need for Natilis Yadayim? So in this point, we have a Gemara to look at and we have a Mishnah to look at. The Gemara tells us in Chulin, it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, in Chulin Daf Kuf Zayin Omedalet, for Omar Rava, keli shenikav b'koinis mashka ein noikl meni liyadayim. A keli which has a small hole in, enough to let water in. If you'd immerse it in water, the water would come in. You cannot use it until it's yadayim. It's possible you cannot use it. It's back in the Shulchan Aruch. You cannot use it for until it's yadayim. The Mishnah in Yadayim Perek Aleph Mishnah base discusses a number of kelim, and it says as follows. It says the Mishnah, "B'chol kelim noisim yadayim." You can use all kelim for until it's yadayim. Afilu b'klei gelolim, b'klei avonim, b'klei adomo. Even kelim, which are made out of inferior type of quality material, stone, adomo means it's made out of earth, and it's not been baked in the oven, hasn't become earthenware yet. Klei gelolim, made from animal dung. You can make kelim from these materials, but they're not choshev. Says the Mishnah, you can wash your hands with it, it's choshev and it is dam. Chola kelim, noit in your dam. They're all kosher for Natilis Yadayim, all these kelim. Ein noisim liyadayim, but you cannot use for Natilis Yadayim le b'tfones ha-kelim v'le b'shulei ha-machat. That means a broken keli, if you have a keli which got broken, and you want to take part of the keli, the part of the broken keli, and you want to use it for Natilis Yadayim, it's usable, but people don't generally use it. You may not use it for Natilis Yadayim. V'loi b'magufas ha-chobit, and you may not use the lid of a chavit, of a barrel, a saucepan lid, which is generally used only for covering the pot with. It's not used for holding water, for holding food. You cannot use it until it's yadayim. So here we have two extremes. We have one din that you can use clay avonim, you can use stone items, stone kalim, you can use them until it's yadayim, but you cannot use broken kalim. How do we look at a disposable item? Is that comparable to a stone kalim, or is that comparable to a keli which is the fanes hakelim shulei amachas, things which are shiver kelim, which are broken kelim? So this is not absolutely clear. So the svara is Masadayim Weiss takes on that this is comparable to a case of a broken keli. Why is it comparable to a broken keli? Because what is the basic difference between klei avonim, which is kosher, and a broken keli, which is not kosher? The difference is that a broken keli is not a keli at all. Rashi in Chulin says, why can you not use a keli with a hole in? Says Rashi, la keli, it's not a keli. A keli with a hole in is not a keli. Even though we might consider it as a usable utensil, an item, but halachically it's not called a keli because it's not something you use. You don't use keli with holes in. You don't use broken keli. You don't use defalata keli. Things which have already been used when they were complete and then they got broken, people don't use them. So something which is not usable is not a keli. Whereas something which is klei glolim, klei adoma, klei avonim, it's perfectly usable. It is a keli, just made out of the wrong material. The Torah gives us various rules and regulations what type of item is makabel tumah. We know only a human being is makabel tumah. A behemoth is not makabel tumah. Kalim as well. There are various rules what is makabel tumah, what's not makabel tumah. Klei avonim says the Torah is not makabel tumah. Just as we had in last week's Sedra, rather than came to tzvilas kalim. There's a halacha of tzvilas kalim on kalim of matzchus, of metal kalim, but not on glass. I mean, our Torah is no tzvilas kalim on glass. Are we going to say glass kalim or not a kalim? It's a kalim. But the Torah didn't give us a halacha of tzvilas kalim unless it's made out of metal. It doesn't mean to say that if it's made out of glass, it's not a kalim. A kalim made out of plastic is also a kalim. It's just not one of the five metal kalim which the Torah demands us, told us to do tzvilas kalim on. In the same way, when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, when you have a stone keli, it's not the pshat, it's not a keli, it's a keli. It's just that those types of materials, since they're inferior quality, that type of material, the Torah didn't tell us to do to its makabel tumah, because it's not the type of keli which is makabel tumah, but it is a vessel, it is a utensil. Mashenkin, a broken item, something which is not used, such a thing is not considered a keli. That's the pshat in Netilas Yadayim. So going to a disposable item, disposable paperware and plastic and polished iron, these types of items, these things are not makabel tumah, as the Rambam explains. Why are they not makabel tumah? They're not makabel tumah because they're not usable. You're not going to use them more than once. That is like having a hole in the keli. Because the reason why it's not choshev a keli is not because of the material it's made from. It's made out of solid keren, horn, and it's made out of reeds. There's nothing wrong with the item. There's nothing wrong with the what the material is. The whole chisaron, the problem is that it's not usable. It's something only going to use once. So therefore, that's how the advice concludes that something which is disposable, since it's not considered a keli for tumah v'tahara, we cannot consider a keli legabe kiddush, and we also cannot consider a keli when it comes to the tilis yadayim. It's equivalent to a broken keli and should not be used. Halacha lemaisa, if a person is faced with a matzav where all he has is a paper cup and he wants to wash, it can happen on outings, now it's coming in the summer holidays, you take everything along with you on the outing except for your proper keli, you only have a paper cup. I'm not saying there's nobody who is mako, there are poskim who are mako, but I'm going with the svara daim vais that we have to compare this Rambam to Netilas Yadayim. But there is an Eitzah. The Eitzah is, it's brought in Daim Weiss as well. The Eitzah is, as the Rambam himself says, the Rambam says, "Im chishav olav mekabelet tumah." If you intend using this for more than once, then it is mekabelet tumah. The whole reason why it's not choshu is because it only uses a one-off. But if you intend continuing using it, it will be mekabelet tumah. So if you take this polystyrene cup and decide, "I'm going to use it for another 2, 3, 4 times, I'm going to continue using it," and it will be mekabelet tumah. If it's makabel tumah, then it's a keli. That would be a simple eitzah if you're gone on an outing, that you can use it to say I want to use it for more than once. However, if you're in a kiddush, you're invited to kiddush and there's no cup and forgotten the becher and they're going to throw away the cup afterwards, then you have a bigger problem. Even though you might want to use it more often, but after they've used it, after Shabbat's going to throw everything away, so there you shouldn't use it. For two reasons. Firstly, as we explained, it's not a keli, and then it could be possible with yevet. And secondly, as Moshe Feinstein says, a disposable keli cannot be called a choshevah keli, and it's a special chesaron in kiddush, and therefore should not be used.
the Moshe was nowadays a very elaborate disposable kelim, which even in companies paper plate is still dying.
It's kosher. Yeah, you think
it wouldn't be a kosher of Moshe times that it wouldn't be lakachuvah.
You're saying it's not lakachuvah. I'll tell you your svara. I saw in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchose b'shem Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyebach. He asked him about using paperware for kiddush, and he also seems to be making it if you have nothing else. He seems to be making it. So you could say that since nowadays it's quite choshev, and even choshev meals you would give it, the fact that you throw it away is no chisar and chashivas. That might be. You might be able to say such a svara. Yeah. But nevertheless, the argument of Dain Weiss still holds strong. The fact of the matter is you intend throwing it out. And anything which is going to be thrown out is not a keli. The very fact that it's only used as a one-off itself is a svara to make it not a keli. So, as I said, if somebody wants to rely on Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, who says that it could be called a keli, it's just because it's not choshev, and if it's an elaborate keli, it's usable, and you can make kiddush on it, so he has what to rely on. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein also is makel, but Daniel Dati, the svara is like Dain Weiss. I'm not coming to Machriya because me Ani Lachnis Roishim and Harim Gedolim. I call Machriya between such great apostles, but it does Lachoyer seem clear from the Rambam, which they don't bring down at all. Moshe Feinstein doesn't bring down the Rambam, and the Tzitz Eliezer does bring down the Rambam and wants to say it's different. This thing is talking about an inferior quality keli, a keren, which is not generally used for drinking. These svaras are very shver. And l'chayra, certainly l'chadchila, if you have a choice of being meyachadit to be used for many times, like in case of yeshiva, they asked me, the bachrim, what should they do? Because spoke about it in Gated as well, this shyness. They asked me, the bachrim, they've only got disposable cups, what should they use? What should they do? So I said, go and be meyachadit. Say, I'm going to use it. We should do any case to keep it in their room for I don't know how long. And they use it for 150 times. So there's no problem. Because the whole problem is only if you intend disposing of it afterwards. Miyachad, I don't see why not. It's not any malacha. I don't think so. It's just like you intend using it. It's not a tikkun keli. I think it's okay. Disposable foil cup would be the same thing. Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference because we're not discussing this could be negay for tefilas kelim as well. Disposable paperware, disposable metal container. So paper is not mechuyav tefila. Paper is made out of wood, so there's no chiyuv tefila on wood. The question is when it comes to tinfoil tins which you use for baking, and you use like your salt cellars, you use little baking trays, you put the salt in, you'd have to do tefilas kelim on it. And sometimes you get matzahs made out of metal. So the question is, it depends really what your kavana is here. What your kavana is when you use it. So if you intend disposing of it, using it once and disposing of, then according to this Rambam, as we explained, it's not the kavul tumah. If we're right, we're going with the train of thought of Dain Weiss, that even a keli which is choshuv, but since you intend discarding it after the first time you use it, it's not the kavul tumah. If it's not the kavul tumah, then it would follow on pashtus, the same applies to tefilas kelim as well. Like it's not makabel tumah, it's not mechuyav tefila either. The Rambam discusses it, he says not everybody agrees to that, but there are many poskim who hold that tefilas kelim does depend on tumah b'tahara, and therefore the fact that you intend throwing it away would pass you from tefila. What happens if you intend using it many times? Sometimes, I don't know what people do, but baking trays can certainly be used more than once. I've been in Golders Green, and Gates said, we certainly hang on to them for a number of times. Yeah. So what's the din? You intend using it more than once. Now, when the Rambam says im chishav alav makabel tumah, and if you use it many times, it's makabel tumah, and if you throw it away once, it's not makabel tumah. How many times do you need for it? So the Rambam is not clear. So Lanir Dati, I would have thought the fact that they're using it twice is already good enough. The Rambam says, if you're then throwing it away, it's not makabel tumah. Mechishav aleh makabel tumah. The Rambam doesn't say after mechishav aleh use it for hundreds of times. The Rambam says mechishav aleh you intend using it. Who says you have to use it more? Using it twice is also good enough for lechayra.
Is it the owner or the manufacturer?
whose machshava, it depends on the owner. Depends on the owner. There is, it might be Tzidus Kehil, it might be Tzidus on the manufacturer. What you're saying as far is the Moshe Panshin is as far as the Gaba Tzidus Kehilim. If the manufacturer wanted to be used just once, and he says as far as Moshe Panshin holds that if you table a bottle, a glass bottle, which they, when they make it, intend using it or throwing away, so the manufacturer with the goy only made it for use of once, therefore he didn't make a keli. So if you decide now to use it for more than once, the yid has made the keli. So that's a Moshe Panshin's svara. So that is a svara lahafel. If they made it only to be used as once, then the fact that you decide to use it more than once, you've made it into a keli. So you know, it should be chayshid from Moshe Panshin if you table a bottle not to make a bracha on it. A glass bottle, you want to use it many times, you don't make a bracha on it because the goy, as far as the goy is concerned, it's not a keli. You table it without a bracha. Yeah, I'm saying no, El Chanama. If you hold out the Moshe, El Chanama. Yeah, if you rely on the Moshe, I'm saying even if you don't want to rely on the Moshe, you still wouldn't make a bracha. Yeah, El Chanama.
Insatiable, does that mean that you want to use it a few times? It could have an entirely different interpretation.
What does it mean?
More or less like the Tirtha Eliezer says, that if you intend to make it into a keli. Now, when you're going to the countryside and you want a drink and you find a reed which is hollow and you snap it off at a point where it can contain water, so then it's not a keli kosher, but rather a mechishavala. If you intend to use it as a keli, not as to use it many times.
What's the difference with a keli and use it many times? The same thing. It's a different same thing, different words. What is a keli? What is a keli?
This is a keli, whatever
it is. No, it's very shvah. The Rambam is the same thing on the Chaytel Shalhutzim, which is a manufactured basket. It's not just like the countryside, you might be found a horn lying on the ground. Chaytel Shalhutzim was manufactured for the sake of using it for tomorrow. Whether he made it or the manufacturer made it, I'm not sure. And again, back to what we discussed in Tzvidus Kehilim. Okay, we won't bring this point to the manufacturer. It depends on the buying impastor. So there again, if you intend using it a number of times, especially that metal kalium, could be the manufacturer doesn't know what you use it for. He knows that people sometimes use it a few times, use it once. It's not as if the run-of-the-mill mahalak is always used just for once. People do use it a number of times, baking tins and things like that. So I would have thought that it depends on using it twice. If you're a chishav aleh to use it twice, you intend using it more than once, it's mekabel tumah. I did see in Dayan Weiss in the tshuva, he says you should be mishtamish bekvias. It depends on using bekvias many times. I'm not sure where the mukai for that is. It would come out of chumrah, if I'm right, it would come out of chumrah that if you have a metal baking tin which you intend using more than once, certainly if you intend using it many times, then that's definite, you should be tefil. Whether you make a broch on it, I don't know, but you should definitely do tefilas kalim. I don't think people are machmas for this, but that l'choy l'chatchila, I would have thought you should. I would say you should do tefilas kalim on it, especially if you're using it a good number of times. However, if you do have a keli, which on its own is going to disintegrate and it's going to fall to pieces, it's going to be unusable, that's better. Till now, we've been discussing the Rambam in Hilchos Kelim Perikei. The Rambam has been talking about a keli which would, theoretically speaking, be able to be used 100 times. You could use his horn till the Karen Shemashiach. There's nothing wrong with using it. The Shaita Shemashiach. You could use it. It's just that you decide to use it once and that's it. Which is really the same as a polystyrene cup is really that case. Because it can be used, just people throw it away because they can't be bothered washing it. So that's the Rambam in Perikei. However, there's another Rambam. Oh, it's late. Fine, it's not going. Just stop here now. Another 1 minute? Sorry, I didn't realize the time was going. Another Rambam the Rambam is in Hilchos Kelim, not Perik, Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam discusses there a keli made out of lefes or esrog v'dalas, made out of pumpkin, dry peels of food which uses a keli. Says the Rambam, that can only last a short while. So says the Moshe Feinstein, it's brought on the Tefet Tzvidus Kelim, that a keli which by definition will not last long and will fall to pieces and will get all spoiled after a number of times, he says if it won't last more than three times, then it's zecher potter from tefillah. So I'm not sure about baking tins. Baking tins, things which use for kigel, could be that after two or three times they're not usable anymore, or then of course then it's potter from tefillah because of this Rambam. But if you use a baking tray which you bake things in and it doesn't get stuck to it, then it could be you should be able to do the tefillah.